India test-fired a nuclear-capable missile last night, capable of reaching 3,100 miles within range of China's key cities. India joins the U.S., China, Britain, France, and Russia as the only nations with these kinds of weapons. But one of its most contentious regions is much closer to home in the disputed area of Kashmir, right along the border of Pakistan and India. Kashmir has long been a point of conflict between Pakistan and India, home to the world's highest battlefield. Pakistan's Army Chief of Staff now thinks the Siachen Glacier in the Himalayas should be demilitarized, not least because of the high cost to the environment. He spoke as the search continues for 140 people, 129 of them Pakistani soldiers who were buried by an avalanche near the glacier 12 days ago. Orla Gurin from our partner the BBC reports now from the rescue site.
Well, we're just arriving now at the site. We've been making our way carefully on foot. The air here is very thin. The heavy machinery is in operation. The rescue effort is going on now around the clock.
I am Brigadier Saqib Mahmood Malik. I am commander of the Siachen Brigade. If you listen to long blasts of whistles and the shouting avalanche, you have to run that way. Please see, look at the back. Please leave your stuff and run to that.
Well, I'm standing at the rescue site, ringed by jagged peaks. And standing here, you really get a sense of what a challenge this operation is. On the ground is a sign saying, Ops Room. The rescuers think that we are standing right above where the Ops Room at the battalion headquarters used to be. Looking all around now, there is no sign of the headquarters that was engulfed by the snow. It's hard to believe it was ever even here. Commanders say the morale of troops here is very high. They are looking for their brothers in arms. They are looking for their comrades. At the very least, they want to find their bodies and bring them home for burial.
The sense of loss is there because they were the colleagues. You eat, sleep and live with them every minute. So the sense of loss is there, but that has not affected or diminished their morale or will to, you know, get them out.
The tragedy here has renewed debate in Pakistan about whether or not the troops should even be here. They've been here since 1984. In that time, this area has been a graveyard for 3,000 Pakistani troops, and most have been killed by the weather, about 90%. So critics here in Pakistan are saying it's time to give up this frozen battlefield. They believe it simply isn't worth one more life. I put that to the Pakistan Army Chief of Staff, General Ashfaq Pervez Kayani, who was visiting the area. It's rare for him to speak to the press. What he said was rarer still. He suggested the troops should be pulled out because of the environmental damage.
If there's no other reason, I think there's one good enough reason that this area should not be militarized. You can't afford to be firing guns in the glaciated regions. We understand that. But we are there since 1984, not because we wanted to be there. It was because of the Indian troops that came here.
Back up at the site, the searching continues. Bulldozers pawing their way into packed snow and ice that is 200 feet deep. Here lie 129 soldiers and 11 civilians, Siachen's newest victims.
That's Orla Gurin from our partner, the BBC.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.